Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Shaq's shoes, plus Uniballer and fake nuts. All coming up in just a minute.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, Walmart, Nike, Wine.com, Samsung, Lenovo, Sephora, and more. And even stack sales on top of cashback. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Do this for everybody that still has more vinyl records than they do CDs. I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over at least a dozen times or more. All I've got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, and another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, La Lovett, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, The Dead and The Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Guy Clark, Van Halen. I got Rita, Chris, Keith, Sykes, and Country Joe when he was singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, and a whole lot more in that dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. One time in San Francisco, I was standing in the airport line. In one bag I had all my clothes, and the other was all them old records of mine. The lady said I could only bring one bag. I had two, oh what a drag. I had to jump on the plane and leave all my clothes behind. But I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, I love it, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, The Dead and The Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Guy Clark, Van Halen. I got Rita, Chris, Keith, Sykes, and Country Joe when he was singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, Mojo Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, and a whole lot more. I got all the Booker T's, Tom T. Halls, Bobby Bear, Belafonte, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Croce, Kiss, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, John June, and a Roseanne Cash. I got T-Birds, Yardbirds, Sam and Dave, Forbert, Fromm, Holt, Stevie Ray, and if you're one of the 12 or 13 people that bought my third album, you might have figured out already that I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty. In that dusty old stack of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Yeah, baby.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom.
I will catch up with other things in the world of sports. We've had some exciting sporting news already, but what else have you got over there?
Missouri teenager with size 23 feet is getting some help from Shaq. Yes, the Shaquille O'Neal. 16-year-old Jarrell Bolden wanted to had a problem back in January. He struggled to find shoes that fit his feet. Custom-made shoes that can cost thousands of dollars, and leading Bolden's mother, Tamika Neal, to launch a GoFundMe page. Word got to Shaquille O'Neal, who spoke with the team and sent him three large boxes filled with new clothes, new shoes, and items from the former NBA star's own closet.
That's terrific.
That's great.
In total, Bolden received nearly 20 pairs of shoes, as well as a donation to help get him shoes that will fit him better in the future.
Very nice.
Shaq wears a 22 wide,
God,
which fits Jarrell better than a regular 22, but he says a 23 is more comfortable. Shaq said they are a big help for now, but he'll need a bigger shoe eventually. And that's what the money's for.
Oh, very, very cool.
There you go.
Now, we had one of Shaq's shoes somewhere in this building.
Hey, well, it's right there.
It's 5 feet
it's
from
right,
here.
It's sitting right out there.
Right there.
I can't see it.
I'm just telling you.
Someone want to grab it?
No. Why? It's radio. Do I need to tell you how radio works?
I know that we're on the TV.
Hold a shoe up.
We're on the TV. So Shaq, it's my understanding he gave him a big box of size 23 shoes and a box of those Magnum condoms.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's helpful.
There we go. Look at that thing, Christy.
Yeah, those are something on it.
Oh, boy.
This adds to it.
That is the same length as your knee to your toe.
This is a little dusty.
Maybe you should make that joke you just made in a couple years. Him being 16 years old. You ever think of that? About the Magnum condom line?
Shaq likes a nice rock.
I still want him to knock up one of his fellow 16-year-olds. Hate to be this kid's dance partner at the prom. Look at those things.
Yeah, those are...
Man, that is a big foot.
That is... I can't even...
This kid needs a farrier.
My shoe would fit inside that shoe. And Christie's would twice.
Look at that.
Yeah, that is a big, big foot. How did we get a hold of one of Shaq's shoes? Do we know?
I don't know if that's Shaq's shoe or just the same size Shaq wears.
Oh, is it?
Well, of course, Shaq was here. He did weather one morning.
Did his hopper.
He drove Tom back home and then drove over here. And then he's godfather of their children.
I was told Shaq was in here and left that.
I don't know. Okay. I know.
Did we have a clown in here that wore bass Ouijans?
I don't know.
Those are
rock boards. Don't you even? Yes.
Sorry,
look at that.
Is there any way I can get you in clown makeup? The whole thing.
No thanks.
For one morning.
Not a fan.
You're not a fan of clowns?
The sour clown.
Yes.
You must have done that once, right?
Yeah, you must have.
Here comes Buzzkill the clown.
Hey, kids, how are you?
You know that cake is going to... You might want to put that piece down, Jimmy.
Whatever you want, Chubby.
You're already showing your shoes.
Send him a shoe. Did he eat it?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know... You don't have to try to be mean. You know that, right?
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better today.
Good morning, everyone. I'm listening to the episode where you guys are talking about fake testicles.
Oh, that's right, yes.
This was last week.
They make them for humans and for dogs. The ones for dogs are called nudicles.
Yeah. I had a friend in middle school that fell out of a tree and lost a testicle.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
After that day, we called him Uniballer.
like the pen.
LOL.
They make a good pen, Uniballer.
That's just Uniball.
Uniball, yeah. I have one right here.
It was a Unabomber joke.
Did his friend have an artificial testicle put in?
Yes, one with it had sprinkles in it, like sparklies.
Oh, like a Jimmy's,
like a globe. Yes, like you put on ice cream. It was a now, clear lucite.
Also, was like a, if you were to for through some unfortunate situation, have
don't
to,
do this because you're this is like a guy playing around with crutches. Don't do this.
Okay, Ace. Let's just say you lost one of your nads. Would you have one of the fake ones put in?
I doubt it.
You know, no. Let's say it was free.
I can just see. Now you're talking his language.
How much is this ball going to cost me?
No, it's not necessary.
Okay, it's not necessary, but I think for aesthetic reasons, many men have that done.
Can't they use those clackers? Remember those?
The clear I was going to say. Remember the Super Bowls we had that were glittery?
Yeah, I'm no physician, but I believe they have to use a medical grade silicone.
And you don't want a ball shape. You don't want a round.
Well, no. These things are shaped like
right. You don't want like a silly putty container.
Was it more like
more egg shaped?
It's shaped like a testicle.
They're oblong.
Wait a minute. Get the camera on me. Let me think. Oh, they are kind of oblong.
Yeah, they're definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not round.
No,
they're
not perfect. Not round they're inside. Not spherical. I thought they were round inside and the skin just hung.
They're oblong like, inside the skin.
It's more like an
talking,
L.
We're talking gonad. You're talking sack. Hey, you get out of here.
The gonads are in the sack.
They are.
I love that book.
While in the coconut, and when I in the sack, they put the gonad in the sack.
Doctor!
Yeah, when the gonads are out of the sack.
My sack's so saggy.
Usually that means a bad encounter with a barbed wire fence while trying to Fosbury flop. I left my gonad on top of the fence.
Would you get a fake one?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Does it affect your balance if you only have the one?
I wonder what the sales pitch is on that.
Depending on what testicle you get removed, you become that handed.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Wow.
There's probably a sales pitch. I'm assuming that the clinic gets probably half the... Because they're at least several thousand dollars.
I would think.
Yeah. I mean, so, I think the clinic has them in...
Yeah, but would you... But
they probably... There's probably a nice little profit there.
If they were several thousand dollars, would you have them inserted into your body if they were $100?
Yeah, you don't want to do that. That's my Super Bowl thing. Well,
Ace would, but
my $50 ball is leaking again.
Well, you know, I don't know. I had a pretty good year last year. I may just get a third one put in just for the hell of it.
Yeah, why not?
Wait a minute. Hold
it. You would like it when they put you out for the surgery because you like that...
Now, propofol. Mike got a good night's sleep. No, I'd go four. Two on each side.
Would you really?
Absolutely.
Then they'd be like...
Yeah.
I'm going to go 26, so it looks like a magnified raspberry.
You look like those guys for Fruit of the Loom. The vegetable bowl.
The grapes.
Fly eyes. Yeah, I doubt if a qualified American physician would put an extra one in, but I know that you hear about these guys that go to Mexico and they'll get the doctor to do whatever they want.
Horns on their forehead? Why wouldn't they have put two testicles on each side?
Hmm.
Why not?
Well, in any event... there are people that do it for their dogs. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
I did
the
not.
Dogs really
Mr. Fletcher is ball free.
Do you have a boy and a girl? I don't even know what you got working over there.
I have two girl dogs and a boy dog.
Okay.
They're all...
Are they out there humping every now and then?
No. They are all fixed. The girls have been spayed.
They hump, but that's a control issue. It's not sexual.
Whatever.
My girls hump each other all the time.
Do they? Yeah.
It's hot.
I can't figure out what's the most offensive thing that's been said in the show today.
It's hard to keep track.
I just don't know.
It starts out as like a sort of a pillow fight, right?
Sure. And then you'll hear stop.
Yeah.
And then
I saw the video of your two dogs washing a car. And then they kind of started spraying each other with a hose.
Christy, as you know, I have a light that I clip to my cap.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you do, because you're insane.
When I take the dogs out at night, and then I have two, one in the front, one in the back, blinking red lights so people can see me.
What a nerd.
You know, we have to get
there
someone.
There is no traffic on your street.
Someone has enough that it's dangerous. Talk to any neighbor in his neighborhood.
No traffic
we
at 3 a.m.
We need to know what the neighbors are saying about
you. You know what they're saying.
Here comes crazy down the street.
I know one of his neighbors. I'll find him.
Find out what they're saying.
One dog, though,
what a lunatic.
Will not, if the light is on, like it's like a miner's light.
It won't go to the bathroom?
No. I have to turn it off.
Well, would you go if there was a spotlight on you?
They're dogs, for God's sake.
They want their privacy.
How do they know?
It's like a strip club out there.
The other two.
A kinky strip club.
The other two couldn't care less.
Give it up for Sheila. She's on a crap on stage
at
two.
At night, you have to have the lights. So you can go collect it in the doggy bag thing. You know, so, you don't want to be fumbling around in pitch black trying to find where the poop is. But the one dog, as soon as I have to turn the light off, I go, okay, Maisie, go ahead. No one's watching.
Can I buy you a fence? I'll do that.
They're fine. I'd like to go on the walks with them.
Well, why don't you go out on the neighborhood and leave your dogs and your children alone?
I did.
How about
yesterday?
That?
For a nice walk yesterday.
Now, okay, this has to stop.
What?
All right? You're going to see what the problem is, okay? Right off the bat. David Rush has a new goal.
Oh, this isn't even a completed record?
He's trying to break the Guinness World Record for holding the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles by the end of the year. Well, he better hurry.
Well, no, it's still February.
It's February.
He's got plenty of time.
No, that this isn't right. There was some guy that, because we looked it up when you kept shooting your mouth off, does he have the most records? And it was 800-some records.
Yeah, but this is at the same time, the most concurrent world records, that he is the current holder of the record. That's some guy who's had the, you know, some dumb record for 15 different times.
Oh, I see. All right. So how many does he have to complete this year?
He recently claimed his 161st title after tackling the Guinness World Record for the furthest soccer header into a target.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Wow.
Target store.
Brought to you by CTE.
No, not the Target store.
CTE.
It's a soccer ball, not a medicine ball.
Yeah,
he
has to eat through a straw.
They're now saying that that's a really bad thing for high school kids.
He beat the previous record of 49.5 feet with a header of 52.5 feet. According to Dave, he's now in the number two spot, surpassing prolific record breaker Ashrita Furman.
Yeah, you got to get that R in there. Ashrita.
Oh.
This is my first time broadcasting.
You wouldn't want to accidentally say Ashita.
Yeah. That'd be a great name, though, wouldn't it?
Ashita Furman.
What a beautiful baby. We named him Ashita.
Because when I pushed it out, it felt like...
All right.
Big Ashita.
I said, is that a baby or Ashita?
Ashita Furman. You did what?
That does happen occasionally.
It does happen.
You're calling him Furman. Oh, boy.
Feels like a Bauman.
So but this header is what? His 161st record? All right.
And then he's got a new most record. Sylvia Saba, 182.
He's close.
He's close.
He's got the rest of the year to get, what is it? What's the math here? 19? I don't have the numbers.
Well, I don't know.
He can get it done. You go, David Rush.
You know what he'll say. Well, Chick didn't have the numbers.
One of the records, he's going to get his family going, who are you? He's a very busy man, you see, getting those world records. You have another world record that's also just awesome.
Well, yes, I do, Tom. Thank you very much.
Stupid world.
I love this.
Boy, oh, boy. You know what I like about this show? It's live and spontaneous, Pat. That's what I like about it.
It is always like that.
An Oregon woman has broken the Guinness World Record for the largest tongue circumference. Female.
So all the way around.
All the way around the world.
Well, I got to get a look at this broad.
Ms. Jenny Duvender was confirmed as the title holder with a tongue that measures 5.21 inches around.
So it really shouldn't be the longest. It should be the widest, right?
He didn't say longest.
I said world record for the largest tongue circumference.
Okay, I see. Okay, good.
But there could be a lot of people. How many people know the circumference of their tongue?
Yeah, this is weird.
I mean...
Well, they measure it. She talks about it.
Okay, but what I'm saying
is... Yes, but there could be some...
A lot of people could be walking around with a lot bigger tongue.
Well, yeah, there's an argument for that.
That is disgusting.
Oh, there she is there, yeah. It's not particularly sexy.
No.
It looks like she's got a ball in her mouth.
Right, yeah, it looks like a meatball.
It doesn't look like that.
Oh, yeah, it does have sort of that line in the center that makes it look like the tip of a baby.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, yeah,
ma'am.
That's not a tongue in her mouth.
Ma'am, it's supposed to go in the other way.
What'd you do? Bite that off?
Where's that poor guy?
This is like the porn parody of Alien.
Is there a guy standing behind her? What the hell's going on here?
She has a reverse tracheotomy.
Oh my goodness, dear God.
We'll keep reading it. We have to find out about what this means.
You know, man, there's a dick coming out of your mouth.
And by the way, would you be interested in a shit of vermin? Anything at all? Okay. To measure the circumference of her tongue, Jenny says a doctor wrapped dental floss around it and then measured the length of the floss.
That's one way to do it.
Jenny, who has been able to flex her tongue for as long as she can remember.
Or at least until it ejaculates.
All right. It's a tongue, for God's sake.
It doesn't look like a tongue.
No, it doesn't look like a tongue.
It does not look like a tongue.
She realized she had this unique trait when she was a teenager.
Oh, Lord.
Hmm. She also says she can flip her tongue upside down and touch her tongue to her nose.
It's about to get worse.
She also said, I play the flute.
Apparently, you also eat it.
Eat the flute?
A strong tongue
is pretty useful for playing fast notes.
Oh.
When you articulate a note on a flute, she says, they actually call it tonguing.
Mm. I can also work my husband's testicles like a punching bag at a gym.
She's very popular in the roller derby circuit, I understand.
She seems very, very pleased.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.